FM WPFP. Translator W276 DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. There will not be a partial government shutdown today after Congress agreed to a deal to keep the government funded into March. But one of the opponents, Republican Congressman Chip Roy of Texas, said all this does is kick the can down the road.
Spoke to thousands of Americans. Not one of them, not one American said, please, Congressman Roy, add more money to the debt.
Chair of the House Armed Services Committee is requesting public testimony from Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin over why he did not disclose his cancer diagnosis or his recent hospitalization. The Biden administration's announced student debts canceled for more than 70,000 borrowers. More than half are public servants. The Northeast bracing for more snow as the Midwest gears up for another weekend of single-digit temperatures. Governor of Oregon's declared an emergency with more than 100,000 power outages after an ice storm. Coast to coast, this weather linked to at least 45 deaths. This is ABC News. President Biden trying to cut red tape for people seeking federal help after a natural disaster.
FEMA will stop requiring disaster survivors from having to first apply for a low-interest small business loan and get denied before they're eligible for assistance. They can apply to both agencies at the same time and get relief faster. Survivors will also more easily receive $750 to cover immediate shelter, evacuation, and basic emergency needs. All of the changes will cost taxpayers more than $500 million a year.
That's ABC's Andy Field in Washington. A new mom in Wisconsin sharing how her son was born. It happened in a snowstorm last week. Annalicia Beck and her husband pulled into a fast food parking lot in Muskego.
It hit me like halfway through, and I just kind of laid my head back in the trunk, and I was like, I'm having my baby at McDonald's. This cannot be real.
She stresses they named the child 1 week old Micah, or Mickey D, long before he emerged under the golden arches. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's unemployment rate is holding steady at 3.3%. State workforce officials have finished fine-tuning December's numbers. More people than ever have a job in Wisconsin. Wisconsin Assembly Republicans are divided over impeaching Elections Administrator Megan Wolf. Scott Allen is calling on Speaker Pro Tem Kevin Peterson to resign for allegedly blocking Janelle Branchon's resolution. Majority Leader Tyler August.
If she has the support to move the resolution forward, she can do so. But the fact is, she doesn't. Our caucus is focused on real things, not grifting and not making a big show for the cameras, and that's all she's interested in doing.
Donald Trump supporters in Wisconsin have been trying to get Wolf fired since 2020. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Bucks in the Motor City. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After losing by 40 points to Cleveland, the Bucks head to Detroit to take on the last place Pistons. At 28-13, Milwaukee remains four games behind the Celtics for first place in the Eastern Conference. The Pistons have only four wins. They're 4-37. Their historic 28-game losing streak ended at the end of December. NFL, Packers, and 49ers. Saturday night in the playoffs. How much can momentum help the Packers this weekend? Jordan Love.
It's huge. You know, I think coming to the postseason, that's been huge for us. Kind of got rolling with those three wins back-to-back-to-back. So, you know, it's huge for us right now, just having that momentum.
49ers veteran Fred Warner on how Jordan Love compares to Aaron Rodgers.
I'll just speak to Jordan Love, and the way that he's playing right now is really great. The things that you see showing up, obviously learned under Aaron, some of the mannerisms and the way that he's operating. He's making the throws, making smart decisions, which is what you want.
That's 49ers linebacker Fred Warner. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Playing what we want.
Yeah. Jack, why you gotta welcome Matt when you never answer the door?
Instead of a GoFundMe page, Jack FM has these.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Well, now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Hair Volume is the all-natural solution trusted by millions of women around the world to say goodbye to thin, brittle, shedding hair. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. Go to NewNordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens or CVS.
Park Manor River's Edge is 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility that provides excellent care and rehabilitation to those requiring a short-term rehab stay or long-term care. Their new leadership team would like to invite you to check out some open positions that include sign-on bonus opportunities, competitive wages, and great benefit packages. Start your career path today with a company that also offers on-site nurse aid training and career ladder opportunities. See them at parkmanorwy.com or stop by at 250 Lawrence Avenue in Park Falls. Park Manor, River's Edge. One company, one team. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy today with a little off and on light snow at times throughout the day. We'll get to a high of 9, but it's going to be cold with that wind chill hovering well below zero here for most of the day. Tonight, some light snow, 6 below. Tomorrow, sunshine, 13. We are going to warm it up. We're talking highs back into the 30s by next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 4 below zero.
This bunch of songs in a row on Jack FM contains 15% less sugar.
On the weekend comes, I go get live with the honey. rolling down the street. I saw this girl when she was pumping. I winked my eyes, got into the ride, went to a club, was jumping. Introduced myself as Low, she said, you're a liar. I said, I got it going on, baby doll, and I'm on fire. Took her to the hotel, she said, you're the king. I said, be my queen, if you know what I mean, and let's do the wild thing. Wild. Wild thing. Shopping at the mall, looking for some gear to buy. I saw this girl, she gonna rock my world, and I had to adjust my fly. She looked at me and smiled and said, you have plans for the night? I said, hopefully if things go well, I'll be with you tonight. So we journeyed to a house, one thing led to another. I get in the door, I go hit the floor, looked up and it was a mother. I didn't know what to say, I was hanging by a string. She said, hey you too, I was once like you and I like to do the wild thing. Wild thing. She loved to do the wild thing. Wild thing. Wild thing. Please, baby, baby, please. Foxy in effect. Hanging out is always hype. And with me and the crew leaving shindig, I'm with a girl who's just my type. Saw this luscious little frame, I ain't lying, fella, she was fine. This sweet young Miss Cole gave me a kiss and I knew that she was mine. Took her to the limousine, still parked outside. I tipped the chauffeur when it was over and I gave her my own ride. Didn't get her off my dock, she was like static cling. But that's what happens when body starts slapping from doing the wild thing. Wild thing. She wanna do the wild thing. Please, baby, baby, please. Discotheque. This fire chick was on my jock, so I said, what the heck? She wanted to come on stage and do a little dance. So I said, chill for now and maybe later, you'll get your chance. So when the show was finished, I took her around the way. And what do you know, she was good to go without a word to say. We was all alone and she said, Tone, let me tell you one thing. I need $50 to make you holler. I get paid to do the wild thing. Say what? Yo, love, you must be kidding. Yo, Walkie, baby, just break out of here. Hasta la vista, baby. Wow.
103.1 Jack FM. Jack FM, now available in imitation grape flavor.
Jack, this here's Charlie Two Dogs. And don't go getting everybody all jacked up again.
She keeps them away, Chandon, in a pretty cabinet. Let them eat cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. And it's an invitation you can't take. Queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. Ooh, recommended at the price, insatiable and appetite.
just like a baroness. Middleman from China, but down to gauge she might have been again, incidentally, me that way. Love you came naturally from Paris. Naturally. The girl she couldn't care less, fastidious and precise. She's a killer queen, gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of time, so absolutely dry.
Is Jack FM worth sticking around for? Probably.
It's game day at Jim's house, and the spread is impressive.
Mike's already done some damage with the hot wings, and now he's dropping back and going deep for another slice of pizza.
I sure hope he brought the Pepto.
Mike knows the Pepto-Bismol provides fast five-symptom relief from unexpected stomach upsets. He's no rookie.
The way he's throwing back those nachos, he's the GOAT.
Be ready for game day with Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Discover, this is Daniela.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great, but with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Do you like asparagus and mushroom sorbet? I've got leftovers.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
A Jack FM community reminder that if you are in need, food pantries are available in Price County. The St. Vincent de Paul Food Pantry in Phillips operates every Tuesday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. For more information, call 339-1992. And the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry in Park Falls operates each Saturday from 9 to noon at the First Congregational United Church of Christ, downtown Park Falls, right across from the post office. A community reminder for you from 103.1 Jack FM. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
Mostly cloudy today with a little off and on light snow at times throughout the day. We'll get to a high of 9, but it's going to be cold with that wind chill hovering well below zero here for most of the day. Tonight, some light snow, 6 below. Tomorrow, sunshine, 13. We are going to warm it up. We're talking highs back into the 30s by next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 4 below zero.
Today's Title Town Report is brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls.
From historic Title Town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a super bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken every day of the week. Enjoy burger and fries Thursday, Friday fish fry with salad bar. Today, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, get set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this is the Title Town Report.
Now, with the latest from Lambeau, here's Bill Scott.
The Packers and 49ers hook up in the divisional playoffs on Saturday night in San Francisco. Packers coming off their best performance of the season at Dallas. They'll likely need another just like it or even better to beat the Niners. 49ers linebacker Fred Warner says they are not taking the Packers lightly, though.
I mean, they got our attention no matter what, honestly. You win on the road as a seventh seed against a really good Dallas team. I mean, that's enough in itself. And then the fact that they won the way that they did, you know, our hats off to them. And I think that was really impressive was the way that they were able to run the football. And so that's going to be obviously another point of emphasis for us.
I'll have more from Titletown after this.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Talk to anybody in the know, and they'll tell you that Packers quarterbacks coach Tom Clement was the perfect fit to tutor Jordan Love. Matt LaFleur said Clement has been good for everybody.
He's always going to be even keel, and I think that's one of his best qualities, and he's brought so much to the table. I mean, he's forgotten more football than I know, and he's super intelligent, and he has a way of being able to develop people and quarterbacks.
And think about this. LaFleur admitted Thursday that if it weren't for Aaron Rodgers encouraging him to hire Clement, it probably wouldn't have happened. Packers on a roll right now. Jordan Love said that's important.
It's huge. You know, I think coming to the postseason, that's been huge for us. Kind of got rolling with those three wins back to back to back. So, you know, it's huge for us right now.
That's the latest from Titletown. I'll have more on Monday from the Wisconsin Radio Network.
103.1.
Jack Crazy. FM. Crazy Delicious.